This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast. What's up, evil ones? Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. How's everybody doing? I know I'm a day late, but we were a day late with the regular show too, so sorry everybody. Shit happens. Anyway, I hope everybody's having a good week so far. All right, this week for the midweek show, I'm going to be covering Queensryche and their first studio album, The Warning. Now, they wrote this album actually when they were touring off their four-song EP opening for Quiet Riot and Twisted Sister. Now, that was a big tour that they were on. Then that was unheard of for just coming on a tour like that for just after recording a EP. So after they got done with that tour, they went over to London, England, and got with signed with EMI America, and they got James Guthrie for a producer. And he's like really famous for producing all of Pink Floyd's albums. So they ended up having all kinds of problems with this album. They were ended up recording it in three different studios: Angel Recording, Abbey Road Studios, and Mayfair Studios, all in London. Rest of the production team is Val Garay. He mixed it. And this guy was used to mixing like pop albums and soft rock albums. He did like Linda Ronstadt, Kim Carnes, Neil Diamond, shit like that. So he wasn't used to mixing hard rock heavy metal music, and the band butted heads with the guy, saying that they didn't like the way he was doing it, and they went over budget, so EMI had them change a bunch of stuff, including the track list on the album and all kinds of stuff. And Neil Kernan was their engineer, and he also mixed a separate song on the album, which I'll get to when I go over the track list. All right, and then it was finally released on September 7th, 1984. Has a length of 48 minutes and 36 seconds. And let's see here. Actually didn't chart too bad. It charted at 61 on the Billboard 200 and 100 in the UK. And it finally went gold in 1999, which gold in the United States is 500,000 copies sold. All right, let's go over the band members here. First off, we got Jeff Tate on lead vocals, Chris DeGarmo on lead and rhythm guitars, Michael Wilton on lead and rhythm guitars, Eddie Jackson on bass and background vocals, and Scott Rockenfield on drums. And they also had Michael Kamen doing conducting and orchestral arrangement. On to the track listing. Side one, track one, Warning. Track two, Enforce. Track 3, Deliverance. Track 4, No Sanctuary. Track 5, NM156. Side 2, Track 6, Take Hold of the Flame. And that was released as their second single. Warning was released as their first. And Take Hold of the Flame, it was pretty popular back in the day, for sure, especially like over in Japan and Europe. On to track 7, we got Before the Storm. Track 8, Child of Fire. Track 9, Roads to Madness. And then in 2003, they reissued and remixed and mastered it. And this version sounds way better when they redid it. So, and it had 3 bonus tracks on it. Track 10, Prophecy, which was actually a demo that they did on their EP that it didn't get thrown in on the EP, and then they didn't actually put it out on the released album, but they put it on the bonus tracks. Then we got track 11, The Lady Wore Black, live recording at the Astoria Theater in London. And track 12, Take Hold of the Flame, live recorded at Madison and La Crosse, Wisconsin. Now, this album was inspired by world events that were going on around the time that this came out, and also the 1949 George Orwell novel, 1984. You can really tell that in the song NM156. Now, for their touring cycle, they pretty much hit the jackpot on that. They opened up for Kiss on the Animalize tour, and also for Iron Maiden on the World Slavery tour, 1984-85. And then they did European tour with Dio for the Last in Line tour. And they also opened up a few shows for Accept on the Metal Heart tour in 1985. Now, when this album first came out, I didn't hear the whole thing. I only heard like 1 or 2 songs off of it. One of them being Take Hold of the Flame. That was like pretty much the biggest hit on the album, I guess you'd say. I didn't hear the whole album until 1986, when I was in the Army. A guy that was in my platoon had this cassette, and he played the shit out of it. So it grew on me, and ended up getting it myself later on. I don't think I had the vinyl of this. I think I had the cassette. So, but yeah, I like this album. It's not as hard as their EP, I don't think. It's sort of mellower. Chris DeGarmo's guitar and Wilton's guitar, very, very good on this album for sure. And Tate's voice, I don't see how he can get them notes that high, man. He's amazing singer, for sure. I think I'm going to give this a 3.5, for sure. It still holds up well, I think. So, that's all I got for Queensryche, The Warning. I highly suggest it. I'm going to play some snippets here at the end. Check them out. Maybe check out the rest of the whole album. All right, everybody. That's all I got for tonight. Tomorrow, whatever day it is. I don't even know what day it is anymore. I'm a day late, so I think for the main episode this week, I think we're doing Sleepaway Camp. So stay tuned for that. And check us out on all the social media. We're not hard to find. And thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. And stay evil, everybody.
Save a dream that's growing cold. must hide its face from those who try to see the distant signs unfurled. Oh, oh,
names from the circle. Maybe I can't.